الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I am your host, or your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what the Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding your faith that you practice. Please call your friends and let them know that the Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran next to you. That's the book, The Last Revelation Sent to Mankind. You should have a copy of that near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of taking notes or recording this particular class that you can listen to later on. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic studies class, welcome back to class. And those who are new listeners or new students to this class, welcome to our weekly Islamic studies class, which is Islamic Faith in Focus. This class is about telling you about Islam and perhaps bring about some positive change in the world around you or into yourself. I want to also mention that I am unapologetic when it comes to the rites, authentic rites and rituals pertaining to the Islamic faith. Today's topic or subject we're going to discuss will be, we will be tested. Because we are in this world and they're only going to be for a short while. We go through this world as if we are travelers. We're only just here but a short amount of time. This is not our destination. This is just part of our journey being in this world. And so we're going to run into a lot of tests. And don't think that you're going to enter, or we're going to enter into paradise without being tested. Not like going in and out of your house. It's with the ease, open the door to go in, open the door to go out. That's sort of easy. But this world, to get to out of this world into the next world, into paradise, it has a series of tests. So I'm going to warn you about the test and about what Allah says about the test and all what the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing upon him, say about the test. Now open up your Quran and turn to chapter 29, verse 3. Again, chapter 29, verse number 3. So I'm going to give you a little bit of time to do that. Everyone should have your Quran. If you don't, share it with someone else. Of course, if you're driving, then of course, do not do anything but pay attention to the road. Again, that's chapter 29, verse 3. And Allah says, the translation of the Arabic into English, it says, we did test those who have gone before them. Allah has to see, for the purpose of reward and punishment, who are the truthful and who are the liars. So again, as I said earlier, is that we're not going to just go into prayer, just walk right on in or walk right on in with no problem. This world is for our test, to either be going to be rewarded for the good deeds that we've done and to worship Allah the way we're supposed to, follow the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the way we're supposed to, and obey him, or we're going to get punishment for, because we're going the opposite way of disobeying both of them, disobeying Allah and also disobeying his Prophet. Allah also says, do people think that they will be left alone because they say we believe and will not be tested? This is to those people who worship. They say, yeah, we believe. Okay, you believe, now let me test you. Let me see how much you really do believe in me. If I tell you not to do something, are you not going to do it? Or are you going to do it? If I tell you go up, you go down. I tell you go left, you go right. So let's see if you really, really say that you're a believer and you believe in Allah and you're going to follow the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. Also, the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, he said, the people most severely tested are the prophets, then the righteous, then the next best and the next best. A man will be tested in accordance with the degree of his religious commitment. the stronger his religious commitment, the stronger is his test. And so I know a lot of you probably going through some changes right now in your life. Some changes you want to make. How am I going to get through this thing? And it might be a possibility that Allah is testing you and seeing what are you going to do. Are you going to do something wrong? Or are you going to do something right? Are you going to resolve that problem in a wrong way? Or are you going to resolve the problem in a good way? Pray unto Allah first and ask Allah to guide you and to help you through whatever you're going through. Are you going to take the rough and tumble way of hurting people or stealing from people and the like? This is not the positive way of doing things. Go to Allah and ask Allah for guidance and for help. Also, there was the hadith or saying of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, one of his sahaba or his companion said, the messenger of Allah said, the hellfire is surrounded with all kinds of desires and passions, while Jannah, meaning paradise, is surrounded with adversities. Let me explain that a little bit better in the following hadith or saying from the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. He said, when Allah created paradise and hell, he sent Jibril, may peace be upon him, Jibril, the angel Jibril, or Gabriel, some people call him, to paradise and said, look at it and at what I have prepared for its people in it. He looked at it, then he came back and said, by your glory, no one will hear of it, but he will enter it. So he commanded that it be surrounded by hardships and said, go and look at it and at what I have prepared for its people in it. He looked at it and saw that it had been surrounded with hardships. He, Jibril, said, by your glory, I fear that no one will enter it. He, Allah, said, go and look at the fire, at what I have prepared for its people in it. So he looked at it, and parts of it were piled upon other parts. He came back and said, by your glory, no one will enter it. So he commanded that it be surrounded with pleasures and said, go, look at it. So he looked at it and saw that it was surrounded by pleasures or with pleasures. He came back and said, by your glory, I fear that no one will be saved from it and all will enter it. And so we see from this, paradise is a beautiful place to go to. Paradise is forever. Wherever you want, wherever you need is there. But it's surrounded by a lot of trials and tribulations and struggles. It's not going to be easy to get into paradise. There's going to be a lot of tests around paradise. And the thing is, are we going to try to pass those tests? Or are we going to turn our back on and say, forget it, I'm not going to deal with that. I'm not going to try to do this or do that or do what is right and forbid what is wrong. And then you have the hellfire. And no one wants to go to the hellfire. But there's so many pleasures around it. And one may say, yeah, well, I want to do that. I want to fornicate. I want to commit adultery. I want to drink. I want to take drugs. I want to gamble. I want to kill people. I want to rob people. I want to lie. You want to do all those things, those things that's going to get you in. It feels good, maybe to you. Or taking someone's money or gambling and the like. But the thing is, it will end you in the hellfire if you're not careful. So you have the choice. Do the struggles and get into paradise, or do the easy things that are surround hell and end up in the hellfire. Now listen to this in terms of conversations. Allah says in chapter 17, verse 53, again, chapter 17, verse 53. I'm going to give you a little bit of time to get to it so you can follow along with me. And keep in mind that the Quran, the original wording of Quran, Kalamullah, the words of Allah, the speech of Allah, is in Arabic. It's in the Arabic language. But the rough translation are from the Arabic language to French, of Arabic language to English, or Arabic language to Spanish, Arabic language to Urdu, and all the various other languages in the world. And so I'm going to give you a rough translation of the Arabic into the English, where Allah says in chapter 17, verse 53, and say to my slaves that they shall say only those words that are the best. Shaitan creates conflict and disagreement between them because Satan is to man a plain enemy. And so we have to watch our conversations that we have with each other, that it doesn't get out of hand, that we want to cuss and fuss. Every time you talk to people, you don't talk to them, you're talking at them. Are you cussing at them? Are you using these bad words towards people? And always, every time someone's around you, you want to create some kind of conflict between yourself and the other person. Never are you friendly, you're always an adversary. You always want to argue and fight with people. So you have to be careful up there, because Shaitan is making you an enemy of the people. You get to a point where no one wants to be around you. You may be that person that no one wants to be around. Or if you notice people not want to be around you because you are an evil person. You had nothing but nasty come out of your mouth. And no one wants to be around that all the time. And so let me go to the next one. That our heart should be, as much as possible, free from malice. What do I mean by that? Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. It's another form of a test. He said, "Shall I not tell you about actions that are better than prayer, fasting, and zakat," meaning paying charity? The people replied, "Surely." He made peace and blessing upon him. He said, "Keep up good mutual relations, because poor relationship can scalp you. I do not mean your hair, but your religion." So we have to be very careful that we won't have in our heart and malice or bad thoughts in our heart or in our chest, that we want to go out there and we want to hurt people, and we want to have poor relationship with people. So we have to be very, very careful, my students, that we don't want to do anything that's going to have this bad feeling in our hearts or in our taste in our mouth, that we don't like people or they all want to have poor relationship with people. We don't want to have that. Just have nothing but negative things to say about people. Let me move on. I want to also mention to you that we should, to the best of our ability, pardon our brother, pardon our sister. If they've done something bad towards them, then either we ask them forgiveness for the bad that we've done, or we say, okay, I'm gonna let it go. I'm not going to hold on to this thing. For Muslims, we only hold on to things for I believe it's like 3 days. After that, we have to let it go. We can't, when I see my Muslim brother or Muslim sister and that I have this thing against them, that I turn my head to the right and then they turn their heads away the opposite way. We don't want to even speak to each other. Not even give salam to each other, meaning assalamu alaikum, and they say wa alaikum salam. Don't even want to do that much. And then it's to get to a point where Allah even says, like, leave those two, leave them alone, leave them until they get back with each other, until they're more friendly towards each other. So we have to be very, very careful that we don't have this nasty taste or this malice in our heart. It is nasty taste in our mouth for other people. Let me mention a couple more things to my beautiful students, and that is, we should also be tolerant and have forgiveness. Like what I just mentioned to you. If you look in chapter 2, verse 263. Again, that's chapter 2, verse 263. And it says, and Allah says, "Kind words and forgiveness of fault is better than the charity followed by injury. And Allah is most forbearing." That's what I mentioned to you earlier about the whole thing about forgiving someone. About not, when you see a person, you look one way, he looks the other way, she looks the other way, and you don't even want to speak to each other or say anything to the other person. So you have to be very, very careful that we are not these kinds of people, or the person that every time you look around, they always hate everybody. Don't or despise everyone. Have malice in their heart for just about everyone. And people don't want to be around you. Notice how many friends that you have, or they try to escape talking to you or be around you, because people don't want to be around your nastiness. No one wants to be around a nasty person all the time. And think about, see how people respond to you. They respond in a nice and kind way, where they get to the point where, no, they don't want to be around you. They want to get away from you as soon as possible. Or are you the person that they want to be around, and that when you're around them, they don't want you to leave, and when you leave, they miss you? Which of these two people are you? The one that people do not want to be around, or the ones that they want you to come around them, and they want you to be around them, and that when you leave them, they don't want you to leave, and that when you do leave, they miss you. So which person are you? Evaluate yourself. But as long as you have breath in your body, you can change. It is not too late for you to change your behavior. You may say, or Shaitan may put in your head that, no, you're not going to change. You're just that's the way you are. Allah is not going to forgive you. Allah is more forgiving and most merciful. Over and over again, you read in the Quran, and don't wait for our class once a week to open up the Quran. Open up the Quran at other times and read it for yourself. And you find a lot of wisdom in the Quran, a lot of correction in the Quran, a lot of your answers to your questions, or questions you don't even have. In the Quran, you will find those things there. It's the guidance for mankind. So you read it, not just during class, but read it outside class. Matter of fact, that's going to be your homework, to read a couple of the chapters in the Quran. Just read them. Just open up the book and just start reading. And you find a lot of wisdom, a lot of beautiful things inside the Quran that's going to help you through your life. And again, Allah says, in chapter 2, verse 263, kind words and forgiveness of faults is better than the charity followed by injury, and Allah is most forbearing. The Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, he said, abusing a Muslim is a transgression, and fighting with him is infidelity. So sometimes we may hear on TV, whatever the news or whatever you listen to, about a Muslim attacking other Muslims or killing other Muslims, that kind of thing. This is wrong. This is not from Islam. These people, they're going to have held accountable for the actions that they do. And that if they are Muslim doing it to a Muslim, or a non-Muslim do it to a Muslim, they're going to have to answer for the act that they do. We as Muslims, not supposed to harm Muslims or non-Muslims. And if we're in combating, if someone's attacking us, we have to defend ourselves for our own sort of self-survival. We're not going to let people just go and kill us. And even in that situation, we have rules of engagement. That we, for example, we do not burn down places of worship. We can't burn down a church. We can't burn down a synagogue, any place, a temple, anything like that. We can't do that. We can't beat up or harm non-combatants, women, children, elderly. We can't do that. We can't go and just block the road and don't let people be able to pass, or the sidewalk, let people be able to pass. Those are things we can't do. We have to treat also the people who are prisoners of war. We have, basically, they eat what we eat. We don't mistreat them. We don't torture them. Nothing. None of those things. We're not allowed to do that, because those are our rule engagement. And basically, if we are fighting someone, it's because they were the ones that were the aggressor, and we had to end up defending ourselves. And so a Muslim cannot fight another Muslim, because they can't do this type of transgression. Or infidelity by fighting and killing up a Muslim, and also, of course, a non-Muslim. Now, well, let me read on. Allah says, "And March 4th, and let me just tell you what I'm reading from, so we can be on the same page. And that's going to be chapter 3, verse 133 through 134. That's chapter 3, verse 133 through 134. And I'm going to read this particular one. And it says, "And march forth in the way which leads to forgiveness from your Lord, and for the paradise whose width is of the whole of the heavens and of the earth. Prepare for the righteous, for those who spend freely, whether in prosperity or in adversity, who restrain anger and pardon all men. And for Allah loves all the doers of good." Al-Muhsinin. So you see here a lot of things in this particular verse, or these verses, is that it talks about paradise, it talks about forgiveness, it talks about to prepare for the righteousness that we spend. If we have a little bit of money or a lot of money, we still spend to help other people. And that we restrain our anger, and that we pardon all men. I didn't just say Muslim. It does not just say Muslim, that we pardon all men. And also we have this love for Allah. Allah loves the doer of good, the Muslimin. He loves the doer of good. And so we as Muslims, so you all know as my students who are not Muslim, that we are to be kind, that we are to be generous, that we are to be pardon people, that we are not to have anger and act in a righteous way. These are just some of the things that we're supposed to do as Muslims, and have pardon and forgiveness for all, not just for Muslims or not just for our family. Have pardon for all, forgiveness for all. And Allah also says in chapter 49 verse 10, again, chapter 49 verse 10, and it says, the believers are brothers, so make conciliation between them, and fear Allah that may receive mercy. So if there is a fighting between two people, two Muslim brothers or two people, we're supposed to stop them from fighting and get them to reconcile between the two of them, to forgive the other, find out what's going on with them, and get the problem resolved. And take care of the problem now in this world, so that you have to be before Allah in the next world for any bad that one's done. Let me read something else that the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing upon him, he said. These are all tests that I'm mentioning to you now in this world. The bottom line is that we all are trying to get to paradise. We're doing all that we can in this world, the testing ground in this world, so that we can get to the paradise that lasts forever. There's no death in paradise. There's no death in hell. That's your choice, or that's our choice. Are we going to the paradise, or are we going to the hellfire? We do good. We obey Allah and obey His messenger and submit our will to Allah and follow His messenger. And we do all those things to the best of our ability. Allah forgives us and grant us paradise. But we do the opposite, disobey Allah, disobey His prophet, do all the bad things that Allah said not to do, do all the bad things the prophet tells us not to do, and then we will end up in the hellfire. It is also mentioned by the Prophet Muhammad, peace, blessing upon him, he said, beware of suspicion, for suspicion is the worst of false tales. And do not look at others' faults, and do not spy, and do not be jealous of one another, and do not desert or cut your relation, meaning with your family or with one another, and do not hate one another. And O Allah's worshippers, be brothers as Allah has ordered you. Allah push us to be brothers to one another. Push us to be sisters and brothers to one another, and care for one another, and not spy on one another, and not do false tales, tell false tales on one another, and do not be jealous of one another, or cut off relationship with not one another. This is not something that we are to do as Muslims. And those who are not Muslim, you become Muslim, this is something that we can't do. We cannot spy on each other, despise each other, be jealous of one another. You can't. None of these things we can't do. We can't cut ties with a relationship with one another. These are the things that we can't do. And then it says, Allah says what? O Muslims, or O worshippers, be brothers as Allah has ordered you. This is an order from Allah. Amr. This is an order from Allah that we be brothers to one another. And if you decide you're going to embrace Islam, you have joined a brotherhood right now at doing this podcast of almost 2 billion people. Your family has grown 2 billion strong all over the world, all different languages. No matter where you go in the world, there are Muslims. If we have 7 billion people in the world, then out of 7 people, 2 of them are Muslim. Isn't that a beautiful thing? And it's growing. Islam is the fastest growing religion in the world. No other religion is growing as quickly as Islam. With all the negative things that are said about Islam in the media, or on the social media, or the regular media, in the newspapers and the like, on television, all the negative things are said about Islam, that Muslims are doing these kind of things. With all those things, people are still getting clear in their heart what Islam is, and they're embracing Islam. then they look at it and say, well, this doesn't sound like what just happened, what they just said on the news. This sounds good. This sounds like something I've been looking for. Read for yourself. I'm not telling you just go by what I say. Read for yourself, because that's what I did. I read a lot about Islam. I studied about Islam. I went and asked a lot of questions about Islam. And I was not afraid to ask any questions. And then I said, okay, this is for me. This is what I've been looking for. 5 daily prayers, all remember Allah, and work my day around my prayers, not my prayers around my day. That's what I'm looking for. Worship Allah and a month of fasting to the month of Ramadan. This is what I'm looking for. And Allah, He said that the only religion that He's going to accept is Islam. This is what He said. The only deen that is accepted by Allah will be Islam. I know some of you don't want to hear that, but you're here to learn. You're here to learn about what Islam is and what Islam is not. Now, I ask you some time to put your belief, your understanding, what you think about what you think Islam is, to put it on the shelf. It's your property. You can get it back when class is over, for example. Or you can leave it on the shelf if you like. But I'm just giving you clear through evidence what Islam is, particularly through the two main sources of Islam, the source of Sharia, which is Islamic law, which is Quran, and the saying of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. That's the main two things that I go by. I don't try to add anything or ablib or anything like that to the best of my ability. Those are the main two sources that I go by. Let's move on, my beautiful students. And that is also mentioned by the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. He said, it is not allowable for a Muslim to keep apart from his brother for more than 3 days. For one who does so and dies will enter hell. This is how serious it is. This is a test. Again, we talk about tests. This is a test for the Muslim. That he cannot be, or is not allowable for him to be part from my Muslim brother for more than 3 days. I'm not going to talk to him. I'm mad at him. Or I'm not going to talk to her. I'm mad at her. You can't do that. We are not allowed to do that. Because if we do something like that and we die, we will enter hellfire. That's the seriousness of the thing about staying apart from a Muslim brother or a Muslim sister. I want to read one more similar. And Prophet Muhammad, he said, may peace and blessings upon him, he said, it is not lawful for a Muslim to desert or not speak to his brother Muslim for more than 3 days. While meeting, one turns his face to one side and the other turns his face to the other side. Lo, the better of the two is the one who starts greeting the other. So if you have a thing, now listen to me right now, a thing with your Muslim brother or a thing with someone else, then you be the first and the better of the two, and then you open up and you greet the other person. You know, hey man, I'm sorry. Sorry, sister, I'm sorry. I was wrong. Okay? Or you know, let's be frank. We don't meet Allah and Day of Judgment, and Allah don't even want to have anything to do with us. And both of us end up in hell. This is not good for us to be like this. These are all tests. Satan's going to try to convince you, no, don't talk to that person. Satan just make a suggestion. Satan don't have any control over you. He can only make suggestions, and either we follow his suggestion or we don't follow his suggestion of the Satan. That's all that he can do, is just make suggestion, but he can't make you do anything. So this is a test. I pray that we don't fail the test in this world and end up in the hellfire, or we pass the test in this world and end up in the paradise. There are tests all around us. Recognize them. Go to the Quran and read about them so you recognize them even more. And so, my beautiful students, please, the tests are out there. Don't fail the exams. Don't fail the tests that are presented before you. For more information about Islam, about what I just talked about, you can go to whyislam.org. You can go to these two other beautiful universities, which is American Open University, or you can go to International Online University. And both of these universities are online. I know right now we have the COVID We have the coronavirus. We have all these things going on within our world right now, globally. So a lot of people cannot go to universities. These two universities, they are online universities that you can go to and get your degrees or get your certificate. They even have some free certificate that you can go and learn about Islam. And you want some basic information sent to you for free about Islam, you go to Why Islam, WHYISLAM.org, and you'll find out more information about Islam. Again, that's American Open University or International Online University. You can go to those and find out more information about Islam. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.